I just put it there, yeah?
Thank you.
Theo Bajalka and what is it? In a few hours, 2016 is going to come to an end. And tomorrow morning when you get up, you will be in 2000.
And last year,
it was 2015 ending, 2016 starting. So, in the common practice, all over the world, we wish each other Happy New Year. Right? If you ask me what is new about Naya Sarama, nobody knows it. So, actually, as some of you may know, this is actually Christian New Year. But Christianity is so powerful, it has become an international New Year. So, most people, of course, I was sold in the lighthouse and all the people getting drunk and all that. But anyway, we won't get into all that. The common theme is we wish each other Happy New Year. And in many traditions, they count how many cards they have received. And it is in America and all. It's common practice is display the cards in the sitting room. For these days of email, the cards have gone down, people get messages on email. And we wish each other Happy New Year. Now when you wish each other Happy New Year, what do you really mean? Who wants to answer? Anybody wants to answer? When we say Happy New Year, what do we mean? Maya?
We are wishing someone the new beginning.
You wish that the person I'm wishing to will lead a whole year happily. And happily in material life means more money, less medical expenses, less agony and so on, isn't it? We're looking at this thing from a material angle. From a spiritual angle, we know we won't be going to have to want to do. But in the material sense, when you say Happy New Year, what it really means, we will live happily next year, living happily being born. Whatever you touch becomes gold, your stocks go up. You never see a doctor's face. You never think of funerals. That is the general concept. But in reality, what happens? In business, they do balance sheet. All right? Card balance. Assets and liabilities. If we take a paper and pencil and see, 2016 has gone by now, almost. You ask that. You will see that even now everybody wished you Happy New Year. It was in reality a sad old year. You understand? If you tell someone tomorrow, I wish you a sad old year, you won't even see your face again. But if you tell them Happy New Year, you can see. But everyone is wishing me Happy New Year. Is it really having any effect? Is Yamuna getting impressed by all that? Is Yamuna saying, oh, so many people are wishing Happy New Year. I must make sure this man gets no misery. Yamuna doesn't care for your blessings. So, but in reality, in your life, there cannot be any happiness without God. In the Srimad Bhagavatam second canto, it is explained, with the rising and setting of the sun, the duration of everyone's life is being reduced, except one who uses his life in service of the Lord. That's like when the sun sets in the evening. How many people realize one day less is left in your life? Most people don't realize, isn't it? But one really uses life in service of God. He is doing life. It's like if you invest your money properly, then you feel safe. So if one has invested his life in service of God, then there's nothing to fear. So the scriptures explain that in this material world, there is nothing but misery from beginning to end. If we tell everyone there's nothing but misery, they say, oh, you Hare Krishna are too pessimistic. You're not going to find joy in life. But it doesn't matter how hard you try. You cannot get anything that happens in life. Can anybody avoid birth and disease all day? Birth is a horrible experience. I've had the privilege of talking to medical doctors in America, Canada, Russia, India. And I ask them a simple question. Why is the child uncomfortable in the mother's womb? Why is it the pregnant mother's complaining? Oh, my child is kicking me. Why does he feel that? The answer is, Dr. Pillai, they've explained in the third canto. The child in the mother's womb is in a very uncomfortable condition. Prabhupada said, if you have experienced that misery, even for 1 minute now, you will die. It's a very painful experience. That's why children, when they're born, they're usually born crying. The child is not born crying, the parents get worried. It means there's something wrong with the child. Birth is a very painful experience. Then there is disease. Nobody likes disease, isn't it? Anybody like disease? No, the doctors like it. They don't get disease, they'll be out of business. I once asked a doctor, how is business? He said, very bad. I said, why? He said, well, people are healthy in this season. So I said, when did they fall sick? He said, in the rainy season. So disease. Doesn't matter. He may be residing in Mombasa or any part of the world. There's more disease today than ever before. America may have the best hospitals, best medical treatment. But there are more disease people there than anywhere else in the world. You can't avoid disease. In old age, does anyone like old age? Young man, what's your name?
Manohar Balram.
Yeah. You like old age? Does anyone like old age, Mara?
No.
No one likes old age. Until if you want to insult a young man, just tell him how old he looks. And if you want to flatter an old man, just tell him how young he looks. And nobody likes old age. Nobody. And then there is death. No, in English is a phrase. As sure as death. You want to say something with certainty. It's going to happen. You say as sure as death. These are just four. Then there are the other types of misery. Adhivik, Adhivotik, Adhyamik, Krishna. Misery is caused by the mind. The mind is always haunting us. You feel that I'm not getting the respect I deserve. You see a nice product being featured. The mind is going to buy it. And then the pocket says, sorry, you don't have money. and the mind is discovering anymore. The mind is always giving us trouble. Then there's material nature, earthquakes, floods, strikes, natural disaster. There was an American writer. He wrote recently a long time ago, in which he showed that the frequency of natural disasters, earthquakes, floods, etc., has gone up now. As simple load increases until they can retaliate. And then there is many called by other communities and mutual nature. Therefore Krishna says, the Kalayam, there is nothing but misery. And then Krishna also says, Shashata. Shashata means temporary. Time destroys everything. True, false. Everyone understands English. Time destroys everything. Is that a true statement or a false statement? You may be very handsome, beautiful today. Try to make sure you don't remain beautiful and handsome for a long time. Is that right? Today you may be Miss World. You're not going to be Miss World permanently. You may be very handsome today. The time will make sure that you are handsome. The time is the liberation of all the Supreme God. Time destroys everything. So even though we wish each other Happy New Year, the reality is there is no bearing. You would like to believe 2017 will be a prosperous year, but it's not guaranteed. You may say, I want a house in the alley. I want a house, best house building in Mombasa, in the alley. That's your desire. You may have heard of the famous English phrase, man proposes, and who disposes? Man disposes, and Paramatma disposes. I didn't Paramatma. You may say, I want a house in the alley. The Paramatma will quickly see what's the balance in your karma bank account. The Paramatma will say, oh, your karma is not good for the alley. Your karma is good for some village in Mombasa. That's what they get. So, when it comes to New Year or we should understand that if I really want a Happy New Year, I must take to the spiritual life. If I don't take the spiritual life, doesn't matter, everyone on the planet can wish you a Happy New Year, it means nothing at all. My experience is nothing but sadness in life. The material life, people have different ways of finding happiness. Like one thing is, like one of the things on New Year's Eve, people get drunk. And even big hotels in India, they get booked up months ahead. 1 lakh, 2 lakh rupees for a night for a dinner. And people pray. And those are best nights, they go to, well, many people think that we start on New Year getting drunk. All year we get drunk. And the various ways of finding materials that we buy, various ways of finding happiness. But that is not real happiness. So Ramana says, Nathamadam Swadagatayam Vishnu. People do not know how real happiness can be found. So those of you who are here, are fortunate. You know, if I want to start a new year, I just started Northern Kong. In India, many of our temples, we have a huge program on New Year's Eve, and we're going and with Kirtan and Brahma and midnight. Everyone gets up at that steady Kirtan. So if we want a real happy life, there is only one solution, and that is a spiritual solution. Material endeavors do not give you any real happiness. As Padma said, people do not know how real happiness is from. So Krishna consciousness presents the absolute truth of real philosophies spoken by the Lord. A few weeks ago, on December 10th, what did we celebrate? December 10th, what did we celebrate? Gita Jayanti. Gita presents to us eternal vision of entire humanity. What are some of the main points of the Gita? Gita establishes who is supreme, Shri Bhagavan Vata, the Supreme Lord is speaking. What is our position? This is nicely explained in the second chapter. The Krishna explains, just like we discard old clothes and wear new clothes, the soul leaves one body and accepts another body. And the type of body the soul accepts, which is determined by our actions. Long ago, in 1968, there was a Canadian professor, doctor, big medical doctor. He had seen people die for 32 years. And he said, I've seen people die for 32 years. I'm convinced there is something in the body, and that something leaves the body. The body is moves there. So we sent this article to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada wrote to the doctor. He's very happy that he acknowledged it. Yes, there is something in the body. And that something leaves the body is not there. So this doctor wanted to investigate. And find out what is that something. Then Prabhupada quoted many verses from the Bhagavad Gita. The young doctor admitted that the true scientist cannot compete with the knowledge in the scripture. So there is something in the body, and then when that something leaves the body becomes dead. Then something is the soul. Bhaktivinoda Thakura Gaira, he said that the second chapter of the Gita is the most important of all the chapters. So we must know that the nature of the soul is eternal. Then Bhagavad Gita also says the role of eternal nature, everything is coming from nature, which is my Nikshina Prakriti, under the control of the Supreme Lord. And time is another element we discussed. Time is actually very, very important. Srinagar Pandit said, a minute loss cannot be made up with the wealth of the entire world. Let's say we spent 2016 too much sleeping and eating. And you say, okay, here's $1 million. I want to buy back what I wasted. Can you do that? Like the Pandit said, a man's loss cannot be made up with the wealth of the whole world. Therefore the scriptures say, don't waste 1 minute. Use your time. efficiently in service of God. Then we have karma. So Bhagavad Gita presents to us the ancient wisdom of discipline. In the fourth chapter, Krishna said, I imparted this knowledge to the son of Vasudeva. We imparted it to Manu. From Manu we went to in the course of time, the knowledge was lost. And now you will be again. Why? Why did Krishna give it to Arjuna again? Why? Why? Why did Krishna give this knowledge to Arjuna? What does Krishna say? Yes. Yes. Because they are my friend and devotee. Therefore you understand the transcendental secrets of this great science. Bhagavad Gita is not to be approached sentimentally. It's a great science, just like Prabhupada presented the Bhagavad Gita and Prabhupada translation of Bhagavad Gita has been translated in more than 70 languages in the world. And people all over the world are reading these books and finding a way to lead a happy life. Spiritual knowledge is absolutely necessary. Prabhupada was given a lecture at a famous institute in America. There were many learned people in the audience. The Prabhupada opened his lecture with a question. He said, in the Indian department it tells you, in the great humility, what happened after death, you know, to be inside. So, ISKCON is in one respect an institute for higher learning. We just don't ring bells in the temple and do puja. Doing puja is only one aspect of our activity. A broader aspect of our activity is education, educating people in the higher values of life. If you can understand everything in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So we must realize that even if I do get the success I want, it's all temporary. It's a Bill Gates. Anyone knows Bill Gates? He is mostly treated like a head of state in virtually any country, which is kind of the world. But how long is he going to remain that rich? Of course, he's not a high priest of the holy, but he has some good moral principles. But how long will he be able to retain all his wealth? So we can see, over time, we all get old, we all get diseased, and everything is permanent. And if there is some happiness, in the short term, probably to give an example, in the old days, the system of punishment was, you would take a prisoner in the middle of the sea, tuck his head under water, make sure he doesn't die, you would pull his head out of water. And again, tuck it under water. So that is exactly what ritual life is. From beginning to end, nothing but misery. But in the middle, we get flashes of happiness. We must understand that ritual happiness is not permanent, and ritual happiness as a byproduct. If we analyze most of the diseases today, AIDS, cancer, any fatal disease, and you trace the root cause, you will find the root cause was bad habits. You eat meat and all, you have a high risk of getting cancer. Want to smoke and drink? Go ahead. And then take the risk. killing cancer. So all these so-called sources of happiness have a beginning and end. In the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about three types of happiness. Happiness in goodness, happiness in what else? Passion. And then happiness in ignorance. Krishna says happiness in goodness is bitter in the beginning, sweet in the end, average arrive, according to the senses of sense objects. Happiness in passion is sweet in the beginning, bitter in the end, which is derived or contact on the senses of the sense object. And happiness in ignorance is the beginning and end based on the inaction. Now you may question, why is happiness and goodness bitter in the beginning, sweet in the end? Who knows why? Why is happiness and goodness bitter in the beginning, sweet in the end? Who knows? Happiness is, in the beginning when you come to spiritual life, someone does the preach and follow the rules and regulations. In the beginning it's so bitter. Chant! These are kind of pujapa. For the room, so painful. It's bitter in the beginning. So we practice it. Chant, come to my hand. When it's bitter in the beginning, it becomes sweet in the end. And after the passion, sweet in the beginning, becomes bitter in the end. And when it's right of contact, the senses, the sense object. So when we, in the senses, interact with sense object, we get some happiness. It's sweet in the beginning, but later on, it becomes bitter. So those who are intelligent can see, there is nothing but misery all around, and we want real happiness. The one way to start the visual new year is by resolving, I am not going to waste a minute this year. I am going to use all my time in service to the Lord. And I am not going to, abstain from factors that are detrimental. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this to Ananda Swami. On the path of devotional service, except what is favorable, reject what is unfavorable. That should be a guiding principle. So we want to wish all of you here a very happy new year. We want to wish all of you that you take this spirituality as a means to real happiness. These are simple blessings of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Rupa Goswami Swami. Sita Ramakrishna Hanuman to go to die. And being resolved that we are going to use every second in service to the Lord. Stay in Sadhu Sangha. Chant the holy name. Why do we chant the holy name? Because that is the conclusion of the scripture. I know, 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 I chant the holy name, chant the holy name. Read the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavad Gita. As we said, we are an education institution. Reading keeps you better to fight Maya. If you read the Bhagavad Gita regularly, you will expand your knowledge and you will be undisturbed. Otherwise, you are all disturbed. Like these days, the stress levels are so high, tension is so high, and we want a simple solution. Chant Hare Krishna, read the Gita, and then you develop the mentality of detachment. Krishna says, just like a lotus leaf in water, deliverance of water, being stable in the world, will be affected by the ill effects. It is only possible if we chant. So please chant Hare Krishna mantra. That will give you real happiness. That will help you cross through the cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna. I thought I'll leave some time for questions, man. Before tonight. Any questions from anyone?
जो अपने हम सबको संदेश मिला है कि हमें आध्यात्मिक जीवन जीना है।